This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Bay Area, this is Jonathan Kuminga. Catch my head coach, Steve Kerr, with Wheeler and Dibs each and every week right here on 95.7 The Game.
I love that one.
And when you get him, ask him, why don't I get to play more?
Exactly. We turned that part off.
Yeah.
We're just like, when he gets there.
Yep.
Could you slap him upside the head for me?
Hi, this is Jonathan Kuminga. Ask Steve Kerr today how I'm supposed to be Sean Marion if I don't get to play basketball on 95.7 The Game.
Bay Area, this is Jonathan Kuminga. Catch my head coach, Steve Kerr, with Wheeler and Dibs each and every week right here on 95.7 The Game.
And tell him I said, sup,
right,
coach.
Hey, Steve, your rotation stink. Would have been the addendum.
That mission is Jonathan Kuminga.
Oh, boy.
Hey, Dibs, your pick stinks.
Yeah.
Well.
Yeah.
I mean, don't blame me that you don't get PT, JK. I'm all about it.
That's a whole lot of abbreviations. You know what that was?
Cha-ching!
Oh, anyway, you have to say
it. It was an abbreviation sensation.
Exactly.
Cha-ching!
Oh, while we're talking announcers, Kevin Dana with a big old Gucci last night.
Boy, he sounded good with the Valkyries, didn't he?
And congrats to the Valkyries for getting it done.
First ever win.
Cash me up one time.
Yeah. One down, eight to go to get over the season win total.
Take that, Mystics.
Yep.
Yeah.
The over-under 8.5. Vegas was estimating that they would go 9-35.
Oh.
The over-under for the season, 8.5. So that was a big one last night.
We need eight more?
Eight more.
To hit the over?
Cash me out eight more times.
Let's go. Let's go. Hey, speaking of abbreviated things, we want to go right to the phones, but I very briefly want to mention this. Your boy Bonte Hill actually is going to be one of the MCs. I think along with Laura Britt, I think Randy Wynn, and I heard Moses Moody was going to be there, but then did he have surgery or something today? Was that
yesterday?
Yesterday? He had surgery on a UCL?
Thumb.
Okay, so he probably still could go.
UCL's everywhere in your body.
Yeah, apparently. U stands for anything. But so maybe he will still go. Because anyway, point is this is going to be out at the Fairmont tonight and being put together by the Positive Coaching Alliance. I bet you know all about this, Dibs.
Oh, yeah, PCA.
Yeah, the PCA, which is working, obviously, with youth sports everywhere and does an unbelievable job honoring coaches who create all of these experiences And so there's a big event out there tonight, the Game Changer Awards and Benefit. I don't know. You might still have time to go get tickets. It's a wonderful, wonderful cause for the Positive Coaching Alliance. And NBC Sports Bay Area is involved, and Levi's is involved, and Team Snap is involved, and a bunch of those out there. So anyway, just wanted to say hello to everybody who's heading to that tonight, or maybe send you their way. That's all at the Fairmont.
Yeah.
Coming up here in a few hours.
Fantastic. Yeah. Great plug. And the Positive Coaching Alliance is one of the best things I did when I was a young coach, is you go to their seminars and they give you real pointers and tips on how to, you know, be more positive.
Right.
I was looking for the Negative Coaching Alliance, but that went out in the 70s. That was the old school.
You should start that, actually.
Well, that's kind of
that would be phenomenal.
That's how all of us our age or older were coached back in the day. There was no positivity. It was you got messed up, you got grabbed by the tank top.
That's right.
And you got told what the blank you're doing wrong. Positive coaching. There was no such thing. Even when you won, you could have done better, you know?
I'm just thinking about all my basketball coaches at San Mateo High. Yeah, there was a whole lot of you just looking up and down the bench. Get in there for him.
Right.
Damn it.
Exactly. Like, I don't want to, coach, because if I make a mistake, then, you know.
Yeah, I don't want to go in there. You yell right at the people who are in there.
I'm safer over here.
Right. I'm fine. We got some snacks. We're good. All right. 888-957-9570. On the TK Show, Steve Kerr goes into detail about why things are the way they are with regard to Jonathan Kuminga. It sounds to me, I don't think we're speaking out of turn here. They want Jonathan to play a little bit differently. Focus not just on scoring the ball, but being a complementary piece. Be an amazing defender. Rebound the basketball. Offensive rebound the ball. Run the show through Steph Curry and try not to be so ball dominant. But to me, he insinuates that they've tried to hammer that home to Jonathan, and to this point, it hasn't really worked. Whether that means like Jonathan won't do it, can't do it, just whatever. And we'll explore that a little bit more at 5. But we're talking to all of you about it now. Let's go to Rich in Los Altos. Hi, Rich. Thanks for the call.
Hey, guys. Thanks for letting me on.
Yeah, man.
Hey, wasn't Brock cool? Man.
We thought so.
Yeah. I didn't mean same subject. And he said he's just the coolest guy. He never big times anyone. He's just totally righteous, dude. Anyway, here's what I called about with the guys. I think, of course, I'm not gonna argue with anything Kerr says. That'd be just a waste of all our time. But the things I see about Kuminga that I think are different from all those guys everybody's saying, talking about, just in my perspective, I watch all the games, I go to a bunch. I mean, I played basketball a million years ago, is that Kuminga's 22. He can hit a three. I mean, at 22, he's way past where Butler was, where Draymond, even Curry, way past where they are. And I just think, basically, good old basketball. I bet you if there's a rebound, Kuminga's going to get it over Butler. He gets higher. He's a higher, stronger guy. I mean, I'm not bad talking Jimmy, even though, you know, whatever. But I just think it kind of sucks for Kuminga because his thing is scoring. So I think from his perspective, he was kind of cooked the day they got Butler, you know, because I assume they told Butler when he agreed to even come here that, like, if you come here, you're going to, you know, get X amount of shots. You're going to be the number two dude. So, and they're not going to break their word. I mean, Butler's earned that, right, obviously. But I just think it kind of sucks for Kuminga, and we'll see if he can do it because I think he has potential more. I mean, I don't know about past Marion, but I think he's way better scorer than Aaron Gordon. Are you kidding me? Come on, I think that's kind of an insult to him. I mean, but Oof. Anyway, that's all I got. And I hope he does it and he stays because picture him 3-4 years from now, by the time his next contract, and he's a good, really good player. Anyway, that's all I got.
Yeah, Rich. Thanks.
Rich. Okay, walks us off.
He's a better scorer than Aaron Gordon. I mean, Aaron shot over 40% from three this year.
Well, let's just look at the first 4 years,
okay?
Because that was where the comp is. And Kuminga 12.5 a game. Gordon was 11.4. Gordon played 5 more games than JK in his first 4 years, and he played about 4 minutes a game more.
Okay.
JK better field goal percentage, better 3-point percentage. Gordon better rebounder. About the same in assists, and you know, Gordon's team was not nearly as good as I laid out earlier. He played in 0 playoff games. The Warriors had 47 playoff games in JK's first 4 years, so Kuminga definitely benefited by being around better players, and you know, Aaron Gordon was on a team that won 25, 35, 29, and 25, and So he was kind of learning on the fly in a lot more minutes. Kuminga didn't get that same runway.
Yeah, no doubt. It's been a completely different scenario, and that's obviously at the basis of it, is who the teams were that drafted those guys. But it's interesting. Like, there's one thing that stood out that he said. He's like, I bet Kuminga could get a rebound over Jimmy Butler easy. Right. I bet Steve Kerr thinks that too. And his question is, why doesn't he?
Yeah, 4 rebounds a game. Aaron Gordon, 5.8 in his first 4 years. And, it's not a thing like, oh, the Warriors have these other awesome rebounders, and so there aren't rebounds to go around. You've got Brandon Podziemski, who is 6'3", if you count the hair, and he's in there out-rebounding Jonathan Kuminga. So
slow down.
I can't. I'm too excited. Steve Kerr's coming up.
Let that one marinate. Let it marinate. And I'd love somebody to talk their way out of that paper bag. Okay? You have to start meeting each other halfway. My thing that I'll give everybody today, you're damn right he could average 25 a night if given the opportunity. I don't find that to be relevant for the Warriors, though. That's not what will win them games. That's Steph Curry's job to average 25 to 30 a night. And you'll say, well, hey, the more the merrier. Doesn't work that way. Ball's got to run through Steph. In some way, shape, or form, Jonathan scoring 25 a night would take points away from Steph Curry to a degree because of the way they play, because of their usage rate. But I'd love somebody to speak to what you just said and explain how that's possible, especially if you're going to call this show and say, I bet Kuminga could get a rebound over Butler. I think we all agree with you. So the question becomes, why doesn't he? At least more often.
Pod's 5.1 rebounds a game this year.
Come on!
Curry 4.4, Kuminga 4.6.
That's got to be offensive to Jonathan. They want him to be offended by that. He's not offended by that. That's my read. Like, dude, they're telling you how to get minutes, but Jonathan, I think, believes he's got to play a different way to get a huge max deal. And so what this really all boils down to is trust. It boils down to trust, and I don't think it's fully there.
Yeah,
I don't think Steve trusts Jonathan to play the way he wants him to play, and I don't think Jonathan trusts Steve that if he plays that way, he'll get the bag.
I don't know if it's the bag, but
or whatever. You want to say.
I do think that a lot of it is something that you have to learn by doing. And, you know, Pods and Kuminga don't play the same position, but Brandon Podziemski, being his stature and playing the way he has to play, I think that he's always had to be a scrapper, a hustler, a charge taker, and a rebounder just to be able to hang at this level. You know, 6'2", 6'3", he went to Illinois. And
this episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Didn't get minutes, and then he went to Santa Clara and fought like heck to have a good year, and then he got drafted, and he's gone from there, and he's done all the little things that he has to do, and the Warriors love that, which is why he gets 30 minutes a night on the regular. And Kuminga, I don't think, has had that same career arc of having to fight and scratch and claw. He came out and he played G League Ignite, and he's this phenomenal athlete, and so all of his skills have been what he's relied on.
Okay, so Omar, Jason, Manny, Dan, we're coming to you. 888-957-9570. Do you accept Steve Kerr's words on this or not? And 45 minutes from now, Steve Kerr will be here. Memorial Day weekend is almost here. Swing by Valvoline Instant Oil Change and make sure your vehicle's road ready. No appointments. Stay in your car. Done in about 15 minutes. Visit BayAreaOilChange.com for locations and coupons. This is Willard and Dibbs.
Bay Area, it's Brandon Pajemski. Catch my head coach, Steve Kerr, with Willard and Dibbs each and every week right here on 95.7 The Game.
Couple texts I want to read to you. And you tell me what you think. Then we'll go back to the phone. Steve Kerr in 40 minutes. 888-957-9570 is the number. 510, you need more than one scorer. Let someone else get rebounds. Warriors need scorers other than Curry.
Okay.
Your response?
Well, yeah, but you can't just be a scorer. That job is kind of taken by Buddy Hield, who, if you look at Buddy Hield, he rebounds at 3.2 a game, so he actually does other things, and he started to play a little bit of defense as well. So you don't just get to do one thing. Steph Curry rebounds almost at the same rate as Jonathan Kuminga. So he's your scorer. Curry gets 4.4 rebounds. Kuminga gets 4.6. So my response is, you don't just get to be a scorer. You're not Wilmer Flores, the DH, where here's your bat, Wilmer. You get four, maybe five hacks, and you can just chill in the dugout until then.
I wonder, oh, man.
Wilmer Flores.
Yeah. This is a tough one, man. This is a tough one. People all dug in.
Yep.
All dug in. When I listen to Steve Kerr, I wonder if you guys hear what I hear. Yes, Jonathan Kuminga is a scorer. Yes, the Warriors need more scorers. It's not about whether he can score. It's how he scores. I hope everyone sort of sees that and hears that. When he talks about usage, it's not can he score. It's not do we need more scorers. It's how do they go about scoring. He keeps trying to tell everybody Jonathan right now is only scoring by having the ball in his hands and breaking down the defense by himself. That doesn't work here because that takes the ball out of Steph Curry's hands and takes one of the most effective players in the history of the game, basically, and takes all of the guns out of his holsters. That doesn't work. What they're basically like, why don't you go score by getting an offensive rebound and putting it back in the basket? Why don't you do that? That's worth 2 points also. So it's not can he score and will he score. It's how do you go about scoring? That to me is very, very fundamental to this conversation. And it sounds like fundamental to the conversations that they've all had behind the scenes. I tried to do this once before. And nobody wants to hear it. Because it's easy if it's Steve Kerr saying it. Oh, well, this Steve Kerr, this stubborn jerk. Who do you think Steve Kerr's talking to when they come to this conclusion? Y'all don't think Steph Curry agrees with him?
You don't think Draymond Green?
You don't think Steph Curry is right behind Steve Kerr nodding his head? Is that like, and I wonder, does that change anyone's opinion? Because I promise you that that's the case. Like, promise you that Steph Curry is in lockstep with Steve Kerr on this thing. There's no way in hell JK's getting DNPs if Steph Curry's like, coach, put him in the game. No chance. So, I don't know. I wonder if that, does that feel better for people who still want all the Kuminga minutes and all of the runway?
Right.
I don't know.
And I mean, they DNP'd him and they went out and they won the series against the Rockets. So does that not matter either? That, you know, the coach made decisions and they're not easy decisions. And part of the Steve conversation with TK is Kerr was talking about what he learned from Coach Popovich, and it was about being forthright and honest with people when you have to do things like give a person a DNP. And so Steve has been very upfront and honest, I'm sure, with Jonathan Kuminga. And, you know, Kuminga said it was kind of an up and down season with he and Steve Kerr because there's disappointment in that. But I think about Kevin Durant when he was a Warrior and how Kevin Durant got to just get the ball and be an ISO player. And so I looked at the usage rates in that year, 2018.
This is a good thing. Yeah.
Steph Curry, 31%. Kevin Durant, 30.4%. So that's Kevin Durant. If Jonathan Kuminga was doing what Kevin Durant was doing in this offense, because you remember the offense when KD came, there was a lot of, all right, we're not going to run around this possession. KD, you go do your thing. He's maybe the greatest isolation player in the game today. He's probably top five or seven all time. You know, Kobe was great. Michael Jordan, obviously, but Kuminga's not at that level. So you can't have, well, KD was at 30.4. Kuminga this year was 27.4% usage.
Yep.
And he's not anywhere near.
Durant did a bunch of other stuff, too. He was phenomenal defensively.
Right.
He actually acted as a rim protector for the Warriors when they had him. Kevin Durant rebounded the basketball. Like, no one wants Jonathan to not score. Just, like, it's just a well-roundedness issue. And again, what I'm hearing, like, I can't tell you 100%. I'm not at practice. What I'm hearing, though, is that they're asking him to do these other things and seemingly he won't or doesn't want to or feels like he can't or whatever, which I don't even understand. Like, Jonathan, he can do all this stuff.
Right.
He can do it.
And you've seen it at times.
Yes, he can rebound. He can be a good defender. He can do it. I think he can do it. So that would frustrate the hell out of me, too, if I were coaching someone. We're like, you can do this. And he's just like, but I won't. At least not most of the time. I get that.
Yeah, the frustrating thing probably is that, and I'm looking at the log before the injury, he goes 11 of 19, 34 and 10. You lose, but 34 and 10, 10 rebounds. The next night you beat Phoenix and he had 34 and 9. Then he goes for 18 and 10. He was actually rebounding. He was playing big minutes. He's rebounding. And, you know, it was up and down in the results team-wise. He goes for 25 and 5, and then the next game he gets hurt. And you miss 2 months, and then Jimmy's here, and all of a sudden everything's different.
Yeah. And again, I like right now, this isn't even really a commentary on how many minutes Jonathan should have, because I don't know how this is going to evolve going forward. I don't even know if he's going to be on the team. But do you accept the answer that Steve Kerr has provided today? Let's go to Omar in the city. Hi, Omar. Thanks for calling.
What's up, guys? Man, you know what? I said it before, I said it again. Two people on the team can do whatever they want. Everybody else is a role player and an accessory, right? You guys hit the nail on the head when you gave up Kevin Durant. I mean, everyone's forgetting the fact that it all runs through Steph. Steph and Dre, at the very least right now, right? If we look back at 2018, that four piece that they had with Clay and with Iggy needed a KD just to complement what Curry and Dre were out there doing, right? So I know everybody likes Kuminga. I think he's great, great player, this and that. But what Steve Kerr is basically saying is what people tend to forget. They're looking, you know, he's playing a position like what Kobe played, what Jordan played, what KD played, right? Jimmy Butler is in that role. So it's like, it's not just scoring. It's doing all the work, getting possessions, getting rebounds, playing the defense. They're doing like another LeBron on the team type of thing. You know what I mean? So, you know, Wiggins had the role, and he knew what to do with it. You know, if we move a little backward, if we're thinking big three, right, I'll put Kuminga on there with whoever, right? dude, when it comes to big threes, think about when D-Wade in Miami ended up with Chris Bosh and LeBron. LeBron and Chris Bosh both played a role to D-Wade's, you know, to all his scoring effects, right? So, I mean, people got to just realize, go back to fundamentals. Warriors gameplay is all about strength and numbers, and it's all going to run through Steph. When we start talking about who needs more minutes and who needs to be on the floor, then that means you're starting to talk about, oh, Steph is getting old, then we need a new point. And right now, we don't have a guy who's going to be scoring and doing all the things. We don't have the next Steph. We don't have the next Jordan on the team. So right now, do what they're telling you. Otherwise, you're going to get the boot. You're going to get traded. And I know you don't like this one, but please get Giannis.
Well, I think everybody likes that one.
That's an easy one.
Omar, thanks.
Although, you look at usage, and I know we've been beating this thing into the ground today, but the percentage of possessions that you're involved in, he was number two in the league this year.
I thought he was number one. Was it him or Shea?
It was LaMelo Ball was one.
Oh, LaMelo.
Then Giannis, then Shea.
Got it.
In terms of usage. But yeah. I'm looking at 2018 again, and it was Steph and KD above 30%, Klay at 23.7%. So beyond that, Draymond, not a lot. Iguodala, not a lot. And so you ran your team through those two guys. And Jimmy Butler this year, and this accounts for Miami in here, 20.8%. So even his usage was lower than Jonathan Kuminga, lower.
And you're talking about Hall of Fame players in their prime when you use that example as well. Let's go to Jason in Chicago. Hi, Jason. Thank you for the call.
Hey, guys. Great job in evaluating the JK issue. And interesting comparisons that the coach was making to Marion and to Gordon. But in my mind, for the past couple of years, I look at his body, and I'm seeing somebody who's got the leaping ability and aggression that Dennis Rodman had. And I would love Steve to put this guy, lock him in a room with film of Rodman, and say, this is how you weak side rebound. If you do that, you're going to get a lot more minutes. And when Steph's on the bench, then maybe you get some scoring in, but be a better all-around player. Learn how to rebound. Remember Rodman. I mean, Rodman had no skill other than his aggression and his leaping ability. I see JK, I think he could do that very effectively. Now, he may not want to do it, and that's a problem, obviously, but ask Coach Kerr whether or not he's spoken to JK about Dennis Rodman's game and showed him some film. I'd be interested in that answer.
Yeah, Jason, thanks. I mean, specific to Rodman.
Rodman is one of one.
Well, yeah, and that's a different – I mean, like, he literally was just a rebounder. Like, he could actually score better than people realize. He just never either was on a team that needed him to do that, nor I don't know if he really liked it. Like, he actually – he wanted a rebound more than he wanted a bucket. So everybody's wired differently. I don't know if he's brought up Rodman – specifically, but I you know, like, it's always interesting to me when people are like, they need to sit this guy down and say XYZ. And what I'm hearing when I listen to the TK show is that's what he's saying. They have talked to him. He used the phrase, we're trying to hammer this home, hammer it home. And then he goes into a future tense where he's like, and we'll see if it ends up happening.
Right.
As in, like, for 4 years, we've been hammering this home.
Yeah.
To this point, it has not been successful in sinking in. If your opinion is that the Warriors should not be saying that or trying to get him to play like that, then that's fine. But, like, I keep getting stuck on this concept of, like, it sounds to me like you've got a concept in the back room, the Warrior hallways, that Jonathan doesn't agree with. And that's what's leading to fewer minutes than what a lot of fans want to see.
That could be the reason. And I look at Rodman, led the league in rebounding 7 times in a row, including 1 year he had 18.7. There will never be another Dennis Rodman, especially in this day and age where you can't just be that dude running around underneath the basket, boxing people out for a living. Jonathan Kuminga,
nobody boxes out anymore. That's what all the coaches say.
And nobody gets 18.7 rebounds a game. Yeah. The leader's usually around 12, I think, but Jonathan Kuminga should be up around 6 or 7, and he should be able to evolve into a better defender on ball and off the ball. He's got all the skills, but when you get down to the things that Steve Kerr said in the TK podcast about what they need him to do, a lot of those are effort, run the floor, pressure the rim, offensive rebound, guard everyone, be a complimentary player. All of those things are ego sublimators where you're not going to get the ball and get the ha-ha. You got to run and do like what Gary Payton II does. Think about his career. He's not anywhere nearly as athletically gifted as Kuminga,
right?
Yet he's found a career because of all those things I just cited. He can dunk, he rebounds, he defends, he hustles, he'll shoot a corner three. He is a glue guy, and so whether or not he's a Warrior next year, I bet you he gets another job somewhere.
Oh, for sure he will.
Right, because sure he's that guy hey, I need 18 minutes of that. All right, coach.
Well, and we reference this all the time when the Minnesota series was happening about the...
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. expresspros.com.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
The Court of Gold clip. You know, like, I know everyone, why is Steve only do this to Kuminga? He freaking did it to Anthony Edwards in the Olympics. Anthony Edwards walked up to him, and he looked at him before he even said hello. He's like, why don't you rebound? Why don't you rebound, dude?
He said it a little bit nicer than that.
But no, he said it with a smile.
Right.
He's like, why don't you rebound?
Good as you are, as athletic as you are.
It's like you've got, like, the best NBA body in the world. Why don't you rebound? Yeah, what's up, Lucas?
I have that clip if you want it.
Let's hear it.
You have such a gift, Mike.
Yes.
I mean, look, you were a tailbag. You're running over people, right?
Yeah.
When is that going to translate to rebound? When is that going to translate to find a body and boom?
Yeah.
Hit guys.
See, my Kobe get on my ass about the same
Yes, yes, because that's the next step for you. Yeah. You know, like, you took such a leap last year from the beginning of practice to the end of the World Cup, and yeah. then it translated, and you became one of the best players in the league. Right. Is the next step?
Yeah,
and
sure.
Watching how hard the mom practices. I've never practiced, but I've
yeah.
seen practice.
Right.
I've seen Steph. Yeah. Both those guys, just all the talking, all the physicality. The,
yeah.
That's the next step for you. Like,
yeah,
you,
sure.
you've got another level you can get to, but it's like all the little boring stuff.
Yeah, no, I got you.
Use that body,
man. I got
you. All right, so I know that's probably for some of the audience not the easiest thing to
right,
hear,
right?
But he's just like, dude, you have gifts that almost no one else on planet Earth
yep.
has. And he's like, yeah, like, you're about to compliment me, coach.
Well, he
he's
gave
like,
him the classic compliment yeah, sandwich,
right?
He gave him the compliment up top. And then he kind of got after him in the middle,
yeah.
and then he complimented him on
sure.
the back end.
But he's like, when is that going to translate into rebounding? And Ant's answer is, dude, you sound just like my coach. He always on my butt about that. Yeah. And Kerr's like, right, because we know basketball, and that's what you need to do. That's your next yep. step. That's how you become a well-rounded key contributor in all aspects,
yeah.
both ends of the floor,
and he said all the little things.
All the little
all
things.
The little things. That's all you need to do to get to that next level is do yeah. all the little things. And this year, Ant averaged 5.7 rebounds a game, which was his career high, up a little from last year. So maybe he took the words to heart and he started getting after it on the glass. And that's a team with Rudy Gobert, who's going to eat up a lot of rebounds, and Naz Reid, a big fella, and Julius Randle, who's going to rebound, and he still managed to get in there and get almost six.
Stop being obsessed with PPG. Stop being obsessed with PPG. That is not the entire game.
But the highlights.
How about the RPG?
Yep.
Give me the RPG. Give me the ORPG.
Well, and that would lead to the MPG, which is minutes per game.
Yep.
Which is really what he probably wants more than
what
anything.
He wants.
And he's at 22 a game for his career. 22 minutes a game. And
it's not bad.
It's not, but when you're a lottery
you
pick in
29.
Your fourth year,
yeah,
he should be getting 30.
Yeah.
Like, how many minutes a game has Pods earned in his career? It's about 30 a game over 2 years. It's because the little things.
RPG.
Yeah.
Manny in Redwood City. Hi, Manny. Thank you for calling. Manny, you there?
Manny,
yeah, I'm here.
Yeah.
So, my phone is having a little bit of problems. I hope you guys can hear me.
Yeah, hang in there, Manny.
What I
wanted
to talk about was this season, Curry and Butler both getting hurt in the playoffs.
Yep.
And that having to do with their usage rates going into next year being older. I'm just wondering, you know, if our top two guys are going to be 38 and 36. I kind of don't want those guys to have the top usage rates on the team. So I kind of took that away from this conversation with Steve Kerr. Not a dig at Jonathan Kuminga, Butler, or Curry. Just that I don't want those age of players being my guys that have the top usage rates. And I'll go ahead and take your guys' answers offline.
Okay, Manny, thank you. Listen, that's a fair concept. I don't know what your other options are. If that's your take, like if you don't want Steph Curry and Jimmy Butler to be the straws that stir the drink, or then you don't even want them on your team. I don't know the other way to go. And so I think the sort of the core concept Manny's bringing up is we hear a lot of people talking about Jonathan Kuminga and the future. And I can't deny that. I can't confirm it either. But the point is the future is not here yet. And the Warriors are not of the mindset of the future yet. Teams that are always talking about the future are teams that are not currently trying to win now. And if you think that winning now is not really on the table, it's actually a fair point. But that's not what the Warriors are doing yet. And you know, I think they did enough this year to sort of warrant trying it again. Do you need some more things around those guys? Sure, I'll absolutely buy that. But they need to be the right complementary pieces, and they want Jonathan to be that. At this point, it doesn't sound like they've got. They don't have critical mass on that being a reality.
They don't know yet. I think that is something for Mike Dunleavy to sort out in the offseason, whether it's a sign and keep, a sign and trade. I don't think that they're just going to let another team make him an offer and not match it. That is a possibility, of course. But as we've discussed, in terms of cap room, there's not a lot of teams. Actually, there's only one, Brooklyn, that has more than $25 million available at this point. So it's going to be a complicated thing for the Warriors to deal with. But for me, in response to Manny's call, it's less about usage and more about minutes. And if you have Jimmy and Draymond and Steph at the start of the year, maybe you can go in the first 41 games and you can be 27-14. And you're probably sitting in third place in the West at that point. Now you've got a cushion to where down the stretch, you don't have to chase it. This year, Draymond said it on the Draymond Green Show.
Yeah, absolutely.
We've been chasing it since February.
Yep.
So then you get into the Houston series and you got to go seven and Steph plays 42 minutes and everyone's playing way more than they wanted because they had to.
They didn't want to bench him.
No, but you would have liked to bench him in April.
No, I don't think they want to bench him at all. It sounds to me like you want him to play a certain way that he won't play.
Oh, I was talking about Curry.
Oh, right.
Like,
no, I get you.
No, no, no. Yeah, you didn't want to bench JK, but
no.
Once Jimmy came, and Steve will say this, he's coming up here in 20 minutes, but he was hurt, Butler arrived, and all they did was win, 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 no matter what. So you're not gonna shake that up just to try to get JK's minutes.
Brought to you by Fremont Bank, here for you, here for good, here for your calls. A lot of you want to weigh in. We're coming right to you next. 888-957-9570. Steve Curry in 18 minutes on Willard and Dibbs.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.